Winter is usually not the season for road construction, but this year things are a little different. Tonight marks the start of 11 planned closures of some I-5 ramps. This weekend's closure will affect people who are traveling to West Seattle or those who live on Seattle's Beacon Hill. KUOW's Derek Wong takes us on a drive to the worksite.
I'm driving on I-5 southbound, just past downtown Seattle, and we're on our way to the interchange with the West Seattle Bridge, which is where the State Department of Transportation plans to do a lot of work this weekend. Here we are, exit 163A. Line up ahead, ramp will be closed January 4th, 10 p.m.
These bridges are about 50 years old, and the joints are deteriorating.
That's Alita Borshua, project engineer for WashDOT.
If you drive over them, you'll all hear the clunk, 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 clunk. And if you get close, you'll see that they're leaking, the concrete is breaking, and the steel's coming off, actually, of many of these joints.
Borshua says the work is planned for the weekend when there will be fewer vehicles. She says on a typical weekday, about 20,000 vehicles use this particular route. Typically, the State Transportation Department doesn't do major road work until March or April, but the department says work is starting earlier than normal because there are so many projects being planned throughout the year. The closure also affects the connection between South Columbian Way and the Spokane Street Viaduct. Officials say detours will be clearly marked. They say it could add as much as 20 minutes to your travel time. You're advised to take an alternate route and, of course, to be patient. When the work is complete, officials say the drive should be quieter and smoother. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.